It's Wednesday, the 21st of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The second annual Namibia Oil and Gas Conference is underway at the Mercure Hotel in Windhoek under the theme, The Next Steps Toward a Prosperous Oil and Gas Industry, Powering Namibia's Sustainable Future. The Deputy Minister of Mines and Energy, Cornelia Chilunga, officially opened the event this morning.
Effective management of the Namibian oil and gas resources is a prerequisite to attain a prosperous oil and gas industry for all. International oil companies and oil service companies shall have to play a key role to ensure local prosperity. Our national oil company, NAMCO, must be a meaningful vehicle for state equity participation in petroleum licenses to ensure oil and gas prosperity for all Namibians.
In response to recent global health alerts about mpox, the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance has assured that Southern Africa remains a safe and welcoming tourism destination. Here's Natalia Rosa, the project lead for the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance.
The risk of mpox in Southern African countries is lower than in many of the traveler source market countries. And if you look at how the particular disease is spread, it is not spread through typical tourist activities. Of course, we've taken it very seriously. Several of our governments are also monitoring the situation very closely, and we are implementing surveillance measures and contact tracing and treatment protocols to try and manage those mpox cases that do exist. We do, however, believe that Southern Africa is a safe and welcoming destination for tourism, and we do applaud the region's swift and coordinated response to the situation.
Pretoria academic Taneshka Krier has called on the Southern African development community to collaborate and tap into the mutual dedication to address the multifaceted challenges posed by malaria.
Malaria elimination efforts in the SADC region have received a significant boost thanks to a recently signed memorandum of understanding between the University of Pretoria Institute for Sustainable Malaria Control and the Rollback Malaria Partnership to End Malaria.
A Kenyan man who police claim has confessed to murdering and dismembering 42 women has escaped from a Nairobi police cell along with a dozen other detainees. Police described 33-year-old Collins Jumaisa as a vampire and psychopath. He was arrested last month after the horrific discovery of mutilated bodies in a garbage dump in a slum in the Kenyan capital. The other 12 detainees who had also escaped from the police station were all Eritreans. And former U.S. President Barack Obama says Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz embody a return to an American where everyone looks out for each other. Obama delivered an impassioned endorsement of Harris on the second night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
We do not need 4 more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.